Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's good to be with you on Tuesday for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we just saw how Timothy was told to flee temptations. He was told to fill his life with godliness and the fruit of the Spirit and the way of life of godliness and faith and love and steadfastness. He was told to get in the game, fight the good fight of faith. And then he's told to take hold of the good confession. The expectation is there are no secret agents in the kingdom of God. We go public and we make it known up front that we love Jesus who loved us and who saved us. Now Paul gives Timothy more exhortation, and they're very applicable to us as well. Here's what he says in verse 13. I charge you in the presence of God who gives life to all things and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. All right. Boy, what a great passage. So he's telling you again, he reiterates, he says, get in the game. I charge you to keep the commandment. You pursue obedience. I charge you in the presence of God. That is, don't live your life under the eye of the world. Don't live your life under the eye of men. Don't even live your life under the eye of believers. Live your life, coram Deo. That's the Latin phrase. Under the eye of God. Live your life before the Lord in the presence of God. And then make the good confession, just like Jesus did right in front of Pontius Pilate. You have said, I am the Son of God. I am the Messiah. I am the King. You make the good confession before the authorities of this world, the people of this world, your friends, your foes, everyone. You, like Jesus, at the very point of the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. So you make that good confession and then keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach. Now, listen, are we going to be sinless? No, but we can, by God's grace and the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the gospel and the power of the word and the power of the truth, we can sin less. Not be sinless, but we can sin less. And that's what I would call you to do. And then he says, now how long do you keep this way of life going? How long are you supposed to stay focused on killing sin, pursuing obedience, getting in the game, keeping the commandment, fulfilling the Great Commission, making disciples of all the nations? How long do you stay engaged in this? Well, he says, here's how long you stay engaged, until Jesus comes again. You stay engaged until he who is blessed forever, the Lord of lords and the only sovereign, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're in it for the long haul. We are not in a daily sprint. We're in a marathon life to be faithful to Christ, and we want every year to improve upon the previous year. In fact, even though our body wastes away, we want our soul to be built up so that our concluding years are greater than even the zeal of our initial years in following Christ. And who is this Christ? There's none like him. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He alone dwells in unapproachable light. You can't come to him unless he veils himself so that you can be in his presence. And this one who is in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion forever. Amen. Do you want to see Jesus? Well, you can't. No one ever can, except his people who will behold him in his glorified body that will veil his glory. So we will not only be able to see Jesus because of his glorified body when he comes again for us, we'll not only be able to see him according to what the Bible says from the words of Thomas, we will be able to see the marks upon his glorified body, reminding us for all eternity of his love for us as he died on the cross. Five wounds he bears, received at Calvary, and they cry out, forgive this sinner. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.